The next patient is Robert Albrandt. The last name is A-H, L like in Lima, B like in Beta, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha, N like in November, D like in Delta, T like in Tango. And this is the clinical case of a 76-year-old male that is following this practice because of the presence of the chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The patient has lost significant amount of body weight, and this was related to the recent diagnosis carcinoma of the tongue. Excision was performed, radiation therapy was given, as well as chemotherapy. The patient is down to 181 pounds. In his scale, the patient weighed 176 this morning. The latest laboratory workup that was done in May the 22nd of 2023, the serum creatinine was 0.88, the BUN is 25. The serum electrolytes were with the normal limits, and the estimated GFR 89. The patient has minimal proteinuria. Period. To the physical examination, the patient looks with fluid retention, especially in the lower extremities and as well as in the left upper extremity. For that reason, we are going to recommend for him to use Bumex 1 milligram every 12 hours until he gets to 172 pounds in his scale. The patient understood. He has to cut down the amount of fluid that he used in the PEG, P-E-G tube after the meal from 120 cc's to 60 cc's only in order to avoid the fluid overload. Number two, diabetes mellitus that seems to be under control. Number three, the patient has anemia, hemoglobin of 10.6 that is related to the surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient has a history of hairy cell leukemia that is in remission. Following number, coronary artery disease that is very stable. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is not on supplementation. He is supposed to ask the oncologist the vitamin supplementation and the way to take it. Following number, organic sleep apnea. He's not using the CPAP at the present time. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency. We're going to get levels before the next appointment. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is without exacerbation. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with allopurinol. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is managed with the administration with the statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine and BPA, following number BPH that is not active. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. We encourage the patient to stay in communication with us. He has to let us know the total intake and output in order and the body weight in order to be able to give advice. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.